Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I'm so thankful that you spend time hearing the Word of God and learning how to be an effective, fruitful servant of the Lord. In this teaching, I would like to talk about very important principle of how to serve the Lord. And I believe that what I'm teaching today is in the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this series, I would like to talk about four important things that all ministers should understand and practice. I have taught already two parts. Number one is about financial accountability. I hope that you can go back to listen to that part. And the second part, I was teaching about be careful in your relationship with the person of the opposite sex, how you spend time, how you behave, how you respond to the person of the opposite sex. We should give glory to the Lord. In this teaching, I would like to talk about the local church. You serve the Lord in a different ministry. I'm a local pastor of New Hope International Church. I'm also a teacher, and I travel to help planting churches around the world. Definitely, I'm involved in evangelism. I witness to people. I produce teaching that will bring people to Christ. But what I like to say in this teaching is this, that when we serve the Lord, we need to think about bringing people to His local churches. Part of the ministry that we need to understand is to support the local churches. I always work with the local churches. When I fly to Europe, such as Germany or Switzerland or Thailand or other states in America, I always work with the local churches and with the local pastor there, because I believe that it's the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ to build His local church. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, the Bible says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 to 11, "To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church." Again, by the church. Jesus used His church, His local community, to be His vessel or instrument to proclaim the wisdom, the love, and the goodness of God. "Might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord." I would like to encourage you. Yes, we evangelize. We try to get people saved. Yes, we may be involved in sound ministry, children ministry, teaching ministry, or visiting ministry. Some of you are gifted in intercession. You love to pray at home. You love to intercede for the country, for the government, for your pastor. You love to really help in ushering or greeting or any ministry. But all of this ministry, you need to understand that we do it. We serve God in order to bring people into the local community, or we call the local church. I learned one thing as a doctor. If I help a person to give delivery to her baby and we leave that baby on the street and will not take that baby back home to be raised up to be a mature person, that baby will die or will not do well. In the same way, all the ministry is about exhorting, building up God's people, bringing people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And after they accept Jesus Christ and become a born-again Christian, we need to help them to grow spiritually, so that they can produce again, so that they can be fruitful for the kingdom and they can be mature to become like Christ. That process takes good local community, or we call the local church. This is the reason why I really respect and honor all the local church pastors around the world. I will cooperate with them. I love them. I pray for them. I want to support them. I'm not competing with anybody. We are all in the same team. We all serve the Lord together. And we want to build a local church no matter what denomination that people serve in. It's about Jesus. It's not about denomination. So I want to see people saved. I want to see people grow up. And I want to send them to the local church. And they should love and respect their pastor. They should support their local pastor who is their spiritual parent or father or mother. And whatever I can do to help that church to grow, I believe with all my heart, according to the Bible, it's God's will for every believer to be connected to the local body. A finger cannot be alone. If you cut the finger off, throw it on the ground, it will die. In the same way, every single new believer or every believer on earth should be a part of a local community. Nowadays, we have internet. We have YouTube and Line and all kind of things that people can connect together around the world. They can meet together through Zoom, to Line, to internet. So thank God for that technology that we can join together. Some of you may live in the country where you don't have a good local church to go. It's maybe a non-Christian country, then people even against Christianity. You can join with other people in another country through the internet. But again, it is good to have a community, to start the church there, or to join together as a local community. In conclusion, what I try to say is this. Don't just serve God to support yourself or to build up your own ministry, so that you will have money, so that you will gain benefit, or you will be very famous and people will listen only to you. No, you are not the center of the ministry or of the kingdom. The center is Jesus Christ and His body. So you try to encourage people to go to the local church and to join into the local community. Again, Jesus is the center, and we should encourage people to join His body so that they can grow. Definitely, we like to encourage people to go to the good, biblical, spirit-filled local church and join with the very honorable, godly, righteous pastor who is a real good shepherd, not just people who work for money. Again, in conclusion, we serve the Lord by supporting the local churches. We honor the local pastor. We want people to join into the kingdom and into the local churches so that they can grow and become fruitful. Thank you so much. I believe that you are the doer of the Word of God. You shall obey the Word of God that I read a while ago, that Jesus wants to build His church. May the Lord anoint you, give you power, give you grace and favor, resources, and give you more wisdom and strength, and you will be fruitful. And one day when you go to heaven, you can have a lot of rewards there. May the Lord really guide you and lead you to the right path, to work with the right group of people, and to be really full of His grace. Thank you so much. God bless you. I will see you in the fourth part next time. God bless you. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.